This week on Raiders All Access, the Silver and Black are home again as they look to get past a forgettable season opener, week two against the Baltimore Ravens.
They got a lot of good players, a lot of high picks, a lot of really good pass rushers. They play the run equally well.
What is head coach Jack Del Rio's message to his team moving forward?
You know, the biggest thing is take ownership. Starts with me.
Plus, Pro Bowl fullback Marcell Reese, the mascot.
I occasionally put on the Chucky suit.
And the Raiders were cooking up something in the community. That and more as we look at the week that was on Raiders All Access. Welcome to another edition of Raiders All Access. I'm your host, Nicole Zaloumis, here with you all season long. It wasn't exactly how the Raiders wanted to start at home with a loss to the Cincinnati Bengals, but if anyone knows how to move on, it's head coach Jack Del Rio, who already has his team hyped to play the Ravens. What has the message been like this week, especially for some of the young players that are experiencing their first loss of an NFL season?
Yeah, it's got to be on to next. I mean, listen, it was very disappointing. We acknowledge that. I think, you know, the biggest thing is take ownership. Starts with me.
Okay, so looking at their coach and what he's preparing for, you have a lot of respect for this organization for obvious reasons. You spent some time with this organization. What do you expect from their coaching staff heading into this one?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Ravens organization has done a tremendous job. John Harbaugh, really good coach. I know John personally. And, having spent 3 years there and winning a Super Bowl there, I have a special place for these guys, but really look forward to going against them. Tough game coming up. I mean, look, we watched that game. We were not winning our game. Well, they were losing their game in Denver, and that was a war. I mean, they had a war. So, you know, we've got to get ourselves geared up. Looking forward to the challenge, a great opportunity against a really good football team.
One of the fun parts about my job is I get to sit down every week with the players to talk about the week that was, but also put them on the hot seat for 5 questions. This week, I found out that Marcell Reese has spent too much time at Chuck E. Cheese. First up, the best movie that you've seen recently in the theaters, or it could be a rental.
Oh. Well, recently, I'd have to say Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah, see, Latavia said that as well. And were you behind that? You're straight out of Inglewood.
I am.
We know that.
I am.
But were you behind setting up that private screening?
We had some other people behind the scenes, but Cube and I have, we were in communication about it.
Your first job?
My first job, I was working at a park and rec, reffing and coaching kids basketball.
Well, that's nice.
My second job was actually a little funnier. And I was actually working at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, no. As a character? Please say yes.
Well, I was the cook, but when they needed a good character, I occasionally put on the Chuck E. suit.
Wait. The Chuck E. Cheese himself. Nasty was that suit? Do you have a new respect for all mascots?
I do. It's just hot.
Yeah.
It's hot. It's hot in the suit, and about this much of my ankle showed and this much of my wrist showed, but the kids loved it.
So now we're seeing where your chef or your cooking abilities come from. It all stems back to Chuck E. Cheese because apparently you're in the kitchen a lot. What's the best meal that you can prepare?
Oh, man.
Your go-to.
Whatever anyone's feeling at the time. I can do it all right now.
Really? So if you have a dinner party, there's not one that stands out as your best that maybe your wife always requests?
Well, she loves the tacos thing or a good steak. That's for sure.
I don't think you can pass up on a good steak. When it comes to your teammates, a few of them like to play basketball. I think that's against the rules. But who would you say on the team is the best basketball player?
Me.
Oh.
And I'm challenging Latavius, Crab, and anybody else who wants it. I'm the best on the team.
In a game of horse, though, right?
Yes.
Want to make sure that we're keeping you guys.
Game of horse.
All right, and final question. So you have two little ones at home. Congratulations on the birth of your son right before training camp. But you also have a little girl.
I do.
So you got your hands full. What age are you going to allow her to date?
Give or take a few years, 41.
41?
Yeah.
Okay.
41,
she
can start.
That's so nice of you.
Yeah.
Marcell isn't the only one that spends time in the kitchen. There were a few Raiders out in the community. In partnership with Cooking Matters, they kicked off Hispanic Heritage Month, working alongside students to cook healthy alternatives to traditional Hispanic meals. Also out in the community this week, Justin Tuck. He was dressed to impress with a clear message for young students as he launched the 8th season of his charity initiative, Tuck's Rush for Literacy. Tuck teams up with Scholastic to bring new books to local youth.
Anything you want to be in life, anything you want to do in life, you can do it. if you set your mind to it.
And the ladies that love silver and black came together. We go behind the scenes of the RWA Welcome Luncheon.
It really gives me great humility and joy to be here and another opportunity to be a head coach's wife, because each new city brings new opportunities and new faces and great things to do.
Time now to bring in my friend JT the Brick and voice of the Raider Nation. JT, week one loss at home isn't exactly how the Raiders wanted to start off their season. The good thing is they get another home game before they hit the road against the Ravens. Before we get into this Ravens matchup, let's go back to that week one loss. I just spoke to Jack Del Rio, and the good thing about Jack is he doesn't sugarcoat it, neither do you.
Well, Nicole, I was at the press conference after the game and looked right at Jack Del Rio, and you could tell how much that loss hurt. But you're right, he doesn't sugarcoat anything. This game, the Raiders got to put it behind them. But that was a very difficult loss for the entire team because they were supposed to be ready to play for their home opener, and they got dominated. They were down 33-0 at one point in that game, and that is absolutely unacceptable on all accounts. If you look at the offense, defense, and special teams, no group could get going in that game. So you tip your cap to Cincinnati. They were the better team. They were more physical, and that can't happen again in Oakland.
Well, a lot of excitement heading into week one. There was also one big surprise in Aldon Smith. That one caught me off guard. What about Raider Nation?
Well, I'll tell you, Nicole, they love the fact that Aldon Smith's a Raider, and in single coverage, he can attack the quarterback and help out Khalil Mack and especially Justin Tuck and that pass rush. It's critical that the Raiders, and still, we don't know what the future looks like with the league with Aldon Smith, but the Raiders did their due diligence, and the fans understand that the Raiders need more depth on the defensive line and rushing the quarterback. He can be a freak in this league. He can be an absolute beast, but he's got to get going. He was held in check against the Cincinnati Bengals, and against the Ravens, he needs to play a much bigger game.
So looking at the key to success for the Silver and Black this week, who needs to step up and have a big game?
Well, that's a great question because it's really the same thing I said when Cincinnati came to town, but it's a little bit different. I look at this game as a game where the Raider pass rush has to show up. If they don't, Joe Flacco has got to feel pretty confident with the injuries that the Raiders have at the safety position that he's going to attack downfield with Steve Smith. Baltimore wants to start the game by running the football to open up the passing game. But I think Flacco is going to attack the Raiders early in this game and go right down the middle of the field, throwing bombs early in the first quarter. The Raiders have to get off the ball on these snaps and get right after Joe Flacco, hit him and put him on the ground.
That's going to do it for this week's Raiders All Access. Thanks for watching, and make sure to tune in next week as the Raiders hit the road for the first time in Cleveland. I'm Nicole Zaloumis. Go Raiders!